We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
2:38, 22 minutes now in front of 3 on this Saturday. And Devin Marshall is our producer today. Shaletta was off, and we'd assume Shaletta will be back next Saturday here on News Talk, K3O, WCCO. But good to have Devin aboard today, and good to have Stephen Clark from SpaceFlightNow.com. And Stephen, good enough to join us from time to time to get us up to date on what's going on out there. And Stephen, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, Stephen, SpaceX picked up where they left off. They've already got a launch under their belt.
Yeah, just a couple of days ago on Thursday night, SpaceX's first of many launches this year, carried up a communication satellite for Turkey here from Cape Canaveral, and a successful launch. Last year, SpaceX had 26 launches, and this year they're going for even more, which they're targeting potentially 40 to 50 launches this year, which would be a record for any single private company in the history of the space age. So, another record-breaking year on pace if they can pull it off.
Well, and they're flat-out dominating, number one, because of cost and reliability. The Falcon 9 rocket has shown its reliability, but more importantly, they've driven down the cost significantly to the point where they're returning the first stage. They're doing that like clockwork, unless they decide that they don't need to return that booster. But in general, they're just really beating everyone with reliability and cost. A pretty tough combo to beat.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Their costs are lower for the class of rocket that they're flying. Their costs are lower than any other company in the world. And in fact, half as much as pretty much any other provider that's going to be able to launch a satellite that they could launch. And yeah, recovering and reusing the rockets has proven to be a success story for them. In fact, this launch last week was the 50th time that they've flown a reused rocket in the last 3 years. And in fact, last year, they have a fleet of these boosters that they're recovering and reusing over and over again, like an inventory. And every other launch company is building rockets one at a time, launching them, expending them, building a new one, launching and expending it. And in fact, one of the rockets in SpaceX's fleet last year flew as many times as all of the second most flown rocket type of rocket out of Cape Canaveral last year. SpaceX had 26 missions last year, going for another record this year. You know, all their competitors are struggling to even add up to that number combined.
All right, Stephen, looking forward to 2021. What are some of the highlights? What are the things to keep an eye on this year when it comes to space flight?
Well, I thought you'd ask me that, so I prepared a little list for you. I think coming up soon next month in February, you may remember we spoke last summer about three missions launching to Mars last July from the U.S., China, and from the United Arab Emirates. And all three of those probes are going to get to the red planet in mid to late February. So we'll see those missions all arrive at Mars within around a week or week and a half of each other. That'll be a very exciting time. The U.S. mission, the Perseverance rover, will land on Mars on February 18th, if my memory serves. And then the Chinese rover will get to Mars around the same time. And then there's and the United Arab Emirates, sort of like a Martian weather satellite, that's going to be studying the climate that gets to Mars at the same time. Another thing that jumps off the list will be in October, hopefully, potentially, the launch of the James Webb Space Telescope. It's a joint NASA Canadian European observatory, and it's the replacement or successor for the famed Hubble Space Telescope, which has been wowing us for over 30 years now with spectacular images of stars and galaxies and nebulae and all sorts of other cosmic wonders. And JWST will launch potentially around Halloween this year. It's many years behind, billions of dollars over budget. It was originally supposed to launch before 2010. But, wow. 2021 is here. Maybe this is the year. It is nearing the end of testing. And, of course, SpaceX will be launching at least a couple of times astronauts to the space station this year again after resuming U.S. access to the station last year. And the Boeing crew capsule, which is another spaceship that NASA is funding to also carry astronauts to the space station, is going to perform a second unpiloted test flight to the station this spring. And then maybe this summer, maybe sometime, it'll be ready to carry astronauts also. So that'll give the U.S. for the first time ever two independent spacecraft to be able to carry astronauts into space.
And that's really the beginning on the capabilities, because SpaceX, and this is something I'll be fascinated to watch, is how Starship develops. The huge ship they're building down in Texas, they had that launch late 2020 where they got a prototype fairly far up in the atmosphere. They tried to land it. It exploded. Would you expect 2021 to be a big year in the development of a Starship? Because it seems to be full steam ahead there.
Yes, certainly. And I kind of put that in a separate category because it doesn't have a firm fixed date. It's the way SpaceX runs that program. They launch as soon as they're ready, and things are always moving forward, backwards, and it's kind of in flux. But they're moving at very high speed and going and building these Starship prototypes in South Texas and flying them. And last time I talked to you, we talked about the Starship, that prototype that flew up into the stratosphere and performed a belly flop maneuver to test its landing capabilities that it would use. In fact, the next one in line, the ninth Starship prototype that SpaceX has built, could be flying within a week or within a matter of days from South Texas to try that type of flight again and hopefully stick the landing this time. And the Starship is SpaceX's, again, if your listeners aren't familiar, is the next vehicle that Elon Musk and SpaceX are working on to eventually replace the Falcon family of rockets. And it's a fully reusable system, whereas the current system that SpaceX is currently fielding and is still beating all the competition, frankly, is only partially reusable.
Yeah, and I would also say that this is kind of the next leap, that this truly is, could be ultimately an interplanetary ship or part of an interplanetary system, because the goal of SpaceX is to get to Mars. That's kind of been the company mission from the get-go, and this is a ship that could be used.
Yeah, exactly. The intention from SpaceX and Elon Musk is to make this sort of the vehicle of the future for all sorts of missions, to be able to carry up payloads into space, cargo into space, people into space, into orbit, and eventually be able to land on Mars, land on the moon, land on other planets. And it's also eventually designed to be refuelable in space, which would be another big leap in capability that no one has demonstrated to the scale that SpaceX is envisioning. And it's a massive vehicle, the size of a bigger than a 767 jetliner, and can carry up to 100 people, according to Elon Musk's design and statements that he's made. Once they get these prototypes tested and are able to make it operational.
All right, exciting times. Well, Stephen, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time, and hopefully you're available down the road.
Anytime, always a pleasure. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.